The Occupy Wall Street movement resonates with UAS students Olivia Patissa and Kanan Bosler. They helped organize a recent Occupy UAS on campus that attracted about 50 people. The protest was meant to coincide with a national teach-in, but instead of a traditional teach-in format, the event took on the form of a general assembly, with students the main participants. It also was designed to continue the Occupy Wall Street discussions, started September 17th in New York City's Zuccotti Park. Patissa said, America's current economics, which she describes as 1% of the population controlling most of the wealth, enrage her.
I've had, you know, personal angst stirring about this for a while, and watching, you know, first the Arab Spring and then now the Occupy movement take off in the United States.
Bosler sees the activism across the country as the beginning of a productive discussion on America's economic woes.
So I'm always looking for solutions, and when I heard about this movement, it was like, yes, finally something's happening, you know. It just feels really good to see that people actually care about this stuff enough to do something about it.
English professors Sol Neely and Nina Cordes sponsored the event. Neely said the Occupy events started like many grassroots movements, and he's optimistic that this one will succeed.
It's become a conscientious objection, right? It's you know, like people used to be conscientious objectors to the war, right? This is an objection to the whole system. This is a legitimate grassroots organization. It's an attempt to build a consensus movement, and that's why it's going to be slow. It's a participatory movement. It's a deliberative body. It's a democratic movement, and as such, it's going to be slow. It's going to be sloppy. It's going to be cumbersome, and it's even going to be stinky.
Cordes said, Occupy Wall Street critics call the movement class warfare.
You guys have all been hearing accusations of class warfare that have been hurled against the Occupy Wall Street movement, and I just want everybody to think a little about this. Actually, the class warfare has been going on for several decades now, and the top elite have won it. Think about this, and remember, you are part of the 99% probably.
Then the students took over the microphone, including Elias Curtis, Slade Womack, and Philip Mosier.
You know, growing up, looking at two parties, and it's always, you know, are you a Democrat or a Republican? I think it's so refreshing that we have a movement where anyone can have an idea or an opinion, and it's all valid, and it's all out there, and there doesn't have to be one direction because we're facing a lot of problems, and there's not one solution, there's a lot of solutions.
It takes a tremendous amount of self-deception to look at thousands of people holding signs and say they have no message.
Luckily, we were able to be born into a first world culture. Most kids today aren't going to be born into this kind of situation. So the lessons we learn from Wall Street, from helping equalize and democratize our system, are going to have to be applied on a global scale as well.
Another Occupy UAS protest may be scheduled in the future. In the meantime, some UAS students will take their protest to the Saturday events beginning at noon in Marine Park. From UAS, I'm Danny Peterson.
All these folks are here, that's why they're all here to occupy the park, yeah, occupy the street. Your town, your city, then your state, tell everyone you meet. All the folks are joining in, occupy, and then we'll win.